Welcome to Tips for the Transition, where we have deep, meaningful conversations about how significant changes can affect us, our families, relationships, and careers, and how we can move through those changes with more ease and grace. I'm your host, Maria Tomas Keegan, Certified Career and Life Coach for Women, and I'm here to help you navigate the messy seasons of life. In the fifth season of the podcast, we'll focus on career transition because in this post-pandemic world, many women are re-examining how they think and feel about their work lives. So we answer big questions like, who am I now? And how do I move on from here? The resources we create with each episode can help women move from panic to powerful and from rocky to resilient. So if you're ready to consider new options, be inspired, and meet incredible women who are on this life journey with us, you're in the right place. This is Tips for the Transition. Hello and welcome so much. I'm just so glad to have you here. This is season 5 of Tips for the Transition. In case you've never watched this podcast before, we have been the number one most watched show on Voice America TV for the last 15 months. And we are broadening our reach now through the live streaming arena on LinkedIn and Facebook and YouTube, as well as on all the audio podcast channels. So regardless of how you like to watch or listen, you can find us in all of those places going forward. We create these weekly conversations with inspiring women every Wednesday, except on holidays, at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And as we help women around the world become more confident, resilient, and brave in their careers and indeed in their lives. I am Maria Tomas Keegan, your host. I'm a career and life coach for women, and I specialize in transition. And I want you to know that each episode we create is intended to be a resource to help people navigate those tough times that we can go through in our career and in our life. So if anything strikes a nerve as you listen to my guest each week or to me and you want more information, check out the links below in the show notes or the comments, depending on where you are listening, for links to our websites, our free offers, and other ways to connect with us and continue the conversation. So let's get started. Today's guest is Dr. Destiny Kopp, and we're going to talk about sharing your brilliance and creating a legacy from it. As we talk with women in career transition every single day, I know that many of them will want to listen in because there's going to be some great tips and strategies as we talk with Dr. Destiny. But before I bring her on, let me tell you just a little bit about her as I read her bio. Dr. Destiny Kopp is a college marketing professor turned online entrepreneur, and she says she's a wannabe Serena Williams-like tennis player. She's the host of the Course Creators MBA podcast and author of the best-selling book, Launch Your Online Course Business in 90 Days or Less. She has an engaged audience of 27,000 followers and more than 8,200 online entrepreneurs who use her programs, and they help them grow their online business. So if this is something you're interested in, listen up. Because I'm on a mission to share other experts in different areas of career development to help our audiences explore more options. I think Dr. Destiny fills this bill really, really well. So let's get started with this episode, which we call Teach What You Know. Let me bring on Dr. Destiny. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Maria. I'm super excited to be here with you today.
It is my pleasure. I'm really excited about this. And I've had, since we've been promoting this episode, I've had a number of comments in social media and in my email saying, I can't wait to watch this episode. So let's get started. I'd like to hear, if you don't mind, a bit about your own story of reinvention from college professor of marketing to entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about that.
So this is something I absolutely love to talk about, and I think especially for the audience here, I just want people to know that you can pivot in your career, you can pivot in what you do in life so many times. I've had a lot of different careers. I actually started out in accounting, moved into finance, then went into marketing, then went into higher education, teaching, and then entrepreneurship, just to kind of sum it up there. But let me tell you about why I, transitioned from corporate marketing into teaching online. And I did this back in 2005. So this was the absolute dark ages. People, when I tell people I was teaching online, they're like, that's a thing. Back then, that's what people were asking. You can actually teach online? I'm like, yes. And people love it and it's working. And, so I felt like I was somewhat of a pioneer in that regard. I actually started out teaching online as an adjunct faculty member and did a lot of roles at that particular university, working, all the way up from like an assistant dean, program director, and then finally an assistant vice chancellor of academic affairs. And then I, as we all do kind of in our careers, at some point, we want something different. We want something else. We want the next challenge, if you would. And that's when I decided to pivot and start my own business because it was something I'd always wanted to do. It just wasn't as easy to do it back then when I, in the dark ages, I'm kind of dating myself a little bit in terms of my age, but it's just easier nowadays to get started in online entrepreneurship. And that's the transition that I made, Maria.
That's amazing. I think that is so, it's so interesting, and that you started so early on, pioneer. I love the way you put that. Yeah, a bit of a pioneer. I think we all maybe have a little bit of the pioneer in us, or want to bring it out. So I'm really interested in hearing what you have to say about how someone who may want to start maybe a second or even a third career, right? Reinventing themselves yet again. Let's talk about the opportunities associated with teaching what you know. What does that exactly mean?
So honestly, it could be a wide variety of things. And the reality is, all of us out there, you, me, my neighbor down the street, we all have something that we know that somebody else wants to learn. I mean, it could be as simple as, and I'm, Thanksgiving's right around the corner, so this is popping up into my mind. It could be as simple as, how do you cook a Thanksgiving dinner for 20 people, right? And it's something, I've done that many, many years, so I feel like I could do that, very easily. But there are people out there that they've never done that. They don't even know how to get started. And they're looking for somebody to teach them how to do that. It could be as simple as, there is some type of software, right, that you use in your work, day-to-day work life. It could be a project management system like Asana. It could be a software like PowerPoint or Excel that you know because you've been using it for so many years, but there's other people out there that have never used it that need to start using or want to start using it for whatever reason, and they need to know how to get started. So when I say teaching what you know, that's what I'm referring to. And this could apply to many different industries, many different niches. It could apply to somebody who's 10 years old that knows how to do something that somebody else doesn't. And I'm thinking about my kids because I have an 11 and a 13-year-old, and there's a lot of things that they know how to do and they figured out. that a lot of people out there would could benefit from. So whether you're, you know, 50 years old or whether you're just a teenager or, you know, you're in, you know, in the corporate workforce and you are looking for something where you can help other people, teaching what you know is a great way to do that.
Okay. So I, and it just gets my mind really buzzing right now. So what it occurs to me that because my mind is buzzing about all the things I know, I wouldn't think about teaching some of them, but you've just brought up, you know, your kids are thinking about things they know how to do and that they're able to teach, maybe older folks, right? So what's the best way to determine what any one of us should teach?
Yeah. So when I was making this transition from the higher education industry into online entrepreneurship, I really had to sit down because there were a lot of different angles and ways I could kind of, you know, get started in my online business. I had a lot of different skills. I'd been in the workforce for a lot of, you know, many, many years. And I'm like, I really didn't know where to focus and what I should be doing. So basically what I did was, in terms of step one, the absolute first step that I did to kind of narrow this down for me is I made a list. I made a list of things that I was passionate about. I made a list of all the skill sets that I had. And I also made a list of all the accomplishments that I had, because that actually brought up some things that I'm like, oh yeah, I know how to do that. You know, I learned how to do that. And I was very successful in doing that. Now, my list ranged anywhere from like time management skills, because I'm very good in terms of managing my time and getting things done, to productivity type, you know, things I could teach about, right? Because that's another area that I excelled in. Another thing that I had done in terms of an accomplishment is I had managed a remote workforce that had over 1,000 people in it. And, you know, that's a big skill. So if that is something that you've done, right, there's a lot of other people out there that want to learn, you know, what are some of the you know, tips and tricks and things that you could do to keep a remote workforce engaged, keep them motivated. So that was another thing that I had on my list. And really, it's just a matter of writing everything that you're, you know, you're good at down and kind of looking at it and say, you know, this is an area that I can focus on. So it's kind of narrowing down to that niche and that ideal customer, but writing everything down, I think is a great way to start to kind of figure out what skills and what can I actually teach?
You know, I love that. And I do a similar exercise with my clients when I'm working with them on making career transition. And getting to understanding what it is you know how to do, mm-hmm. and then figuring out of those things, what do you love to do, right? So yeah. I suspect in this case, you're probably, you're going to find people where passion lies, therein lies, you know, probably a better teacher, right? Because you're teaching from your passion, not just what you know. And I think the other thing that we have to think about is what do you know, but you're really not passionate about, you really don't want to do anymore. That's the third part of an activity that I take my clients through, because it's that's probably the stuff you don't want to teach, right?
You're bringing up a really good point. So when I kind of listed everything that I had done, some of my accomplishments, you know, managing that remote workforce, was I passionate about that? Was I passionate about helping others do that? I would say I was good at it. I did it for many years, had great ratings from employees, but it really wasn't something that I wanted to kind of, you know, dig my teeth in and start teaching others to do. So to your point, I really wasn't as passionate about it as I was about like some of the other stuff that I, you know, kind of decided to kind of narrow my niche and, you know, move in, which was the marketing and the online courses. But, you know, I think we really have to sit back and assess, is this something that we feel that passionate about that we can, you know, we want to go out and teach others about? Because if you're not passionate about it, it's going to come out in your, you know, and how you present that information to others and how you help others achieve right. that promised transformation.
Right. The other thing that occurs to me, Dr. Destiny, is the feelings that can come up when you're doing this kind of exercise that are like, who they're doubting, right? They're self-doubt, mm-hmm. right? Who's going to listen to me? Who would want to buy something from me that is, you know, just something I know? Lots of people know this. There's lots of that doubt, the self-doubt that comes up, right?
Oh, my goodness. This is such a good conversation here. And I think everybody out there, I don't care if you are this most successful, like business person out there, you're going to have those type of feelings. Like, who am I to do this? Why would somebody want to, you know, buy this course that I'm teaching them X, Y, or Z? And the reality is, even though that there's a lot of other people out there doing what you're doing, there is going to be your audience, like your special tribe, if you would, that they're going to resonate with what some of the things that you said. Maybe it's, you know, your background or some of the stories that you've taught, you know, you've told them along the way. There's going to be something about you right. that they're going to want to say, yes, I want to buy this from her. She's the person that I want to learn from. And I know she's going to be able to help me, you know, get to where I want to be.
Yeah. It's tough to get past that self-doubt, but it's important to do that so that you can at least test this idea out and see there, because you're right. There are a lot of people in the world. There are a lot of teachers in the world who are out there working a business like you are, like I am, and finding our clients online. And there are lots of clients out there who need what you have. So believing in yourself is the number one. It's where the place to start, I think. So let's talk about the best place to get started from your perspective. What do you say?
So what, there's different ways that you can get started in teaching what you know. One of the things, going back to the point that you made about that self-doubt and will anybody want to learn this from me? I would do a little bit of research. And if you can find like an event that you can go speak at and kind of test the waters and kind of dip your toes in it and say, is this something that, you know, I enjoy doing, something I enjoy teaching about? I have spoken at a lot of different like virtual summits, virtual conferences. You can even do face-to-face conferences where you're basically teaching people, right? At the conference, in that presentation, you're teaching people what you know. So that's one way to get started, especially if you're just wanting to test it out, seeing if, you know, is this something that I would enjoy doing? So that's one way to test it out. Another way that you can kind of test it out, and I have done this myself in some of the courses that I have actually created, is go out and find a group of people who would be interested in kind of, you know, being one of your beta clients, right? And create, you can do what I like to do are a series of live workshops. So let's just say, I'll use this remote work example, right? Managing a remote workforce as an example here for sake of argument. So let's just say there are five managers, and they are, you know, with the pandemic and everything, they are now managing a group of employees that are remote workers, and they really are struggling with this. What you could do is set up a series of live virtual workshops. You can do those via Zoom and say, you know, this is something that I've learned how to do. I've been doing this for many years. I have some tips and strategies on ways, you know, and things that you can do to manage your remote workforce. I'd like to set up, this basically the series of live workshops. We can do one every week for a month. And the only thing I ask you to do is just give me feedback. What kind of questions do you have? What am I missing in my content? You can also create some like handouts and cheat sheets and checklists to go along with your live workshops. And that is a great way to get started and also test out your, you know, kind of what you're thinking about. The live workshops, quite frankly, are one of my favorite ways to get started in this.
What a great idea, because it gives you live feedback. Right. So whether it's live on Zoom or live in person, depending on how you gather a group like that, that kind of feedback will inform the end result of what it is you're creating. And you will have created the foundation for the course, if you will, to prepare for the live workshop. So moving it from that point to a point where you can actually sell it online is not a far leap, is it?
No, and actually, when I've done this in the past, I did it for a 60-day program, so a little bit longer than 30 days. I took all the content that I had from those live workshops. I did them via Zoom, so they were still live virtual workshops. Mm-hmm. I took all of that content and just went and recorded my online course videos and uploaded them into a platform. So it was super easy to convert all of that content into an online course that you can sell over and mm-hmm. over and over again.
That's brilliant. All right. So, Where would they sell something like this?
So there are many different marketplaces that you can sell your online course on. And I'll give you some examples that I'll kind of give you some of my preferred methods. You can go to a platform like Udemy, and they have very specific instructions in terms of how they want their content structured, and you can upload your information there. One of the downsides of using a course marketplace for something like that is you don't own the customer, right? They purchase it through Udemy, and you don't get their information. You can get, you know, revenue, right, from the course when people purchase your course, but you're not really building your business per se. There are other, depending on your industry niche and kind of where you are, there's other course marketplaces out there. You can also sell like templates and swipe files on some of those marketplaces and include a little training with them. Like Etsy's a place, Creative Marketplace. You can even, if your market is business owners and entrepreneurs, AppSumo is another course marketplace that you can sell on. I love AppSumo because they actually send the customer to you and your business, so you get their name and their email address, and they're on your own online course platform. So my preferred method, if you're really wanting to make a business of this and grow your own audience and your own business and your own revenue, is to have your own website, your own email list. So you would need a website like a WordPress website, Squarespace, and an email service provider. And then you would need somewhere to host your online course. There are a lot of different platforms out there for this. There's a lot of competition in the marketplace, so a lot of people are trying to get your money for this. But some examples are Teachable, Podia, Thinkific, Kajabi. And you would just simply... Yeah. upload your content, your recorded videos to that platform, and you would sell your course to your audience that way. And that is my preferred method for people who really want to, you know, make a business of it.
Oh, that makes me feel good because my courses are unteachable.
Yes. Yeah. So you picked a very good platform.
It works and it works really well. And it's pretty easy to use as well. Wow. Some really great information here. So, I know that you've reserved some, you know, tips for us. This is the part of the show that our viewers tell us they wait to hear, because these are the practical, I can get that going today kinds of tips. So we always save the best for last. So Dr. Destiny, what's your first tip for us?
So my first tip would be, if you are really struggling or trying to figure out where to get started, my first tip is to pick a niche and start there. You know, it doesn't mean that you can't pivot in the future. I've pivoted a lot of different times in my business, but it's better to get started and kind of dig into it and figure out, you know, I'm going to, you know, this is who I'm going to help. This is how I'm going to help them, just so you can start building your audience, building your email list, building kind of your own business, if you would. So just get started, put a stamp out there, get started and start working with your audience. And clarity is definitely going to come with action. Now, to get those first few customers, I really love the kind of what I talked about earlier is, you know, let's just say that you're going to pivot into coaching and you really want, you know, you really want to help other people. You know, you want to help them, you want to coach them, you want to give them some like course material. You can bundle an online course with a coaching program. I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. A lot of people do that. It's just a great way for them to have that hands-on experience with their clients, but also give them the material that they need to succeed and achieve their transformation and whatever you're trying to help them with. I really like the option of those live, you know, kind of sessions that I talked about. So you can position them as group coaching sessions. You can teach them, you can give them that course material and any supplemental material, but you really have that hands-on kind of touch base with them. And there's nothing like having that hands-on experience with customers, because especially when you're just getting started, the best way to understand what the needs are of your clients and your customers is that kind of face-to-face, even if it's virtual, the kind of that face-to-face interaction.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't try to do it alone. There is no need to do it alone. There are just so many people who can help, whatever the transition is you're trying to make, right? It's an easier road when you work with someone who has been there, done that, like you have, like I have, to start decide to teach what you know. Starting to work with someone like Dr. Destiny makes a lot of sense, because you can be guided along the way. And she's already said she's pivoted a bunch of times. I've called myself the master of reinvention in the past, because I've done the same thing. So don't do it alone. That's the most important piece. So what else?
I actually, you know, just kind of expand upon what you just said there in terms of not doing it alone. I would say that that is one of the most critical kind of suggestions I would give folks, because I know over the years I've made many mistakes. And when I finally kind of buckled down and got the help that I needed, I felt like that fast tracked my success.
Yeah.
And honestly, I wish if there was one kind of regret that I made, it was what I wish I'd gotten help earlier.
Yeah.
And kind of expanding on that further, another tip I would give folks, especially if they're wanting to move or transition from their corporate position in or whatever they're doing today, wherever they are in the workforce, to kind of being their own boss, you know, being an online business owner, I would just put a plan in place. It doesn't have to be, you know, 6 months I'm going to be doing this, but put a plan in place so you can make that transition. Some people that I've talked to, they're like, I don't want to quit until I've completely, you know, made up my revenue with the other business. That can be difficult sometimes, quite frankly, because you're, you know, basically doing two jobs, right? And online, being an online business owner, you're working kind of full time in that business too. But I also don't like the other side of it where people just quit their job and then they move into online entrepreneurship and then they're stressed to the max because they don't have the income coming in that they need. So put a plan in place. They can work with somebody like you to help them put that plan in place, but have a plan so you can actually make that transition into online entrepreneurship, whether it's coaching or teaching what you know, or however you're going to do that.
You know, that's a really good, that's really good advice. And I was just asked yesterday, how long does that take? And it depends on your commitment to make it happen, right? And the clarity of your vision. So if you are committed, you will find ways to carve out time, even though you're working full time. You will carve out time in the other areas of your life so that you can dedicate it to building something new that you can eventually move into. So, you know, maybe it's 3 months, maybe it's 6 months. It depends on how committed you are. That's great. I love those tips. Do you have one more?
Do I have one more? I know I could come up with many because I want everybody to avoid all the mistakes that I've made. So a very important tip that I would give folks is make sure that you are focusing on building your business. And I'll clarify what I mean by that. I don't mean making sure that you have 20,000 followers on Instagram or on Facebook. What I'm talking about is driving traffic to your own website. You can do this via blogging. It's a great way to get traffic to your own website, but also building your email list, having a lead magnet, what we call a lead magnet in the marketing world, having a lead magnet out there where people can come to your website, sign up for your, you know, your free gift that you're giving them and getting on your own email list. That will be one of the best thing. The sooner you can do that is, you know, the better. And that will be one of the biggest business drivers that you will have is building, making sure you're building your own platform, not worried about getting followers on Instagram or Facebook or whatever platform you're on.
That will come. That will come.
Yes.
And I think the other thing is there are so many people who are coaches, like I am. You coach as well, who can help make the journey easier because there are step-by-step systems that we teach that can help you. It sounds a little daunting. If you've spent, I was 30 years in corporate. If you've spent a long time in corporate, that's all you've ever done, the idea of entrepreneurship can be a daunting one and pretty scary. But it is being able to be your own boss, make your own hours, decide what you do when. It's a wonderful life. It's a wonderful life, but it's not for everyone. And career coaches can help you decide whether it's for you or not. So don't do it alone. Seek the advice of people like Destiny or me. Destiny, that was great advice. I really thank you for, you know, your tips and your the generosity of time today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great being here chatting with you, Maria.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you could join us, because I think it's important for people to know the kinds of options that they have. And all within this half hour that we've spent, there are lots of options you've shared with us. So I know that people are going to want to get to know you and reach out to you directly. So what is the very best way for them to do that?
You can check me out on LinkedIn. It's just Destiny Cop. If you search for my name, you can get that. And also my website is the same thing, destinycop.com.
That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. All right. Thank you so much, Destiny. I really appreciate your being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for those of you who are watching and listening here, I really appreciate that you're a part of our community. As a career and life coach myself, as I said at the top of the show, I love creating resources like these to share with women around the world. And I design every show to give you some new information that maybe you don't have. It's a resource for you to tap into. So if you want more information about Dr. Destiny or about me, again, look for the notes at the bottom below the video and check out the our websites, our free training videos, our free gifts for you just to join in on the conversation and see if what we have to offer is something you're thinking about needing right now. We would love to be able to help you. There is a private Facebook group that I run called the Career Transition Roadmap. And we'd love for you to continue this conversation in that private group. So check it out on Facebook. Ask to be invited in. I will do that immediately. And then we can chat more there. I believe it's our time to thrive. We are going to be here every Wednesday, so join me again next time, this time next Wednesday, and let's thrive together. I'm Maria Tomas Keegan, turning transition into triumph.